Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for This Week in Fun is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com.
This is This Week in Fun with Sarah Lane and Martin Sargent, episode 32 for August 29th, 2009. Don't glate me, ho! This Week in Fun, episode 30 deuce. I'm Sarah Lane, joined as always by the lovely and talented Martin Sargent. Martin, how the hell are you?
I am exhausted.
Why?
I've been doing all that defragging all week.
Oh, the defragging. It does take it out of a man, doesn't it?
I am, but I'm totally defragged.
Good.
So I feel better because I was so fragged.
It's like cleaning up your house. You know, it takes all day Saturday.
But once you finish, it's like you can finally sit back.
It's a real load off.
And just say, it's nice having a defragged hard drive. I mean, everything just, that thing is spinning like a top now.
Now, Martin, a question for you.
Yeah.
Are you going to upgrade to Snow Leopard?
Am I?
On the OS
X? I already have.
You have not.
I ordered early. It showed up today.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, it's wonderful.
Mm. Really? How's it different from just plain old Leopard?
Well, a Snow Leopard, Sarah,
what are some of the big key differences?
Is Arctic.
Oh, right. So the laptop can be used in colder weather.
This version of this operating system is difficult to spot in winter conditions.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Good times.
And there's more multimedia.
So, Martin, you're, of course, of martinsargent.com.
Yes.
And I of sarahlane.com.
Ooh, you're going to tell us about something exciting now.
Well, by the way, yeah.
I was excited by it.
Were you? I have a new website. Great. Well,
this turned my crank.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Here, take a look at it. It's number six here. So, you know, it's still sarahlane.com, but we still got that freaky thing that six doesn't come up really well here. Let's see. There's my new website.
I still say
your
mouth is way too wide in that photo.
Well, I am Muppet-like in that picture.
Get the Photoshop out. And, I mean, you look like...
What I'm going to do is I'm going to rotate the photos every now and then. This is what the lovely designer, Kristen at Squarespace, chose for me. She likes this picture. So I was like,
You got a mouth like Hillary Swank in that picture.
That's okay. Hillary Swank is a two-time Oscar-winning actress, so I can deal with that. And you go to the blog, and it's just real colorful and pretty. I'm very happy with it. I don't want to, you know, spend too much time talking about my personal website, but it's there. So go there and peruse it and have a good time and let me know what you think. I even have a little handy contact button, too. So there you have it. Martin, you is that what I look like? That's more of the Joker than Hillary Swank, I think. It's more of a Heath Ledger.
This is what you look like.
Well, I'm sorry that you don't like that picture of me. I'll be sure to swap it out for something, you know, more serious later. That picture's okay. It's actually a picture of me and Mujan, but she cropped Mujan out.
It's a very nice new website.
It's a nice new website, isn't it? I'm pretty happy.
And I think it incorporates some features that I would like to incorporate into my site, martinsargent.com, such as... Well, first of all, you update your site. That's a feature that
regularly. Not very often, but certainly more often than you do.
But, you know, with this, you know, you don't have to do the new blog all the time.
Right.
And you still have the fresh content feeding in.
Yeah, the whole idea that I have...
That's kind of fun.
...with this thing is like, you know, the blog itself, you know, it's you can click over to the blog if you want to, but on the homepage, There's links to all sorts of stuff that I'm updating regularly, you know, latest tweet and here's the latest blog post, Flickr photos, and then of course all my favorite social networks here. So it's like, even if I don't update, I think you still just get a better sense that, you know, we're active online. We're doing the stuff. We're in there. We're living the life.
We live the digital lifestyle.
We are living the dream. And I think that the site at least a little bit more closely reflects that.
Well done.
So
it's fun.
Thank you to Squarespace. I freaking love those guys. I don't know why they love me so much, but they continue to do awesome favors for me. And
never done anything for me.
Maybe I should work there. Moving to New York. You heard it here.
Yeah.
Gonna work for Squarespace.
Well, this show's a little different than all the other Twit shows.
How so?
Well, you know, those shows, they're all tied up with all the technical issues of the week.
Right, yeah.
And the defragging and the...
These are the kind of people who will go on and on about Snow Leopard for half an hour.
The repartitioning and the, you know, updating kernels and whatnot. We don't do that on this show. We just sort of kick back. We have fun. It's the end of the week. It's the weekend now.
Yeah.
It's time. The defragging is over. I've been doing it all week.
Well, it's... Even if it isn't the weekend, because, of course, many folks listen to this whenever they feel like it, it's the sort of thing that makes you feel like it's Friday night.
That's right.
You know? Why are you talking like that?
I don't know what you're talking
about. You're like
talking
that guy
about.
From Tropic Thunder who couldn't stop, who Robert Downey Jr.'s character who couldn't stop being a black man.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea.
I'm not saying you sound like that character, but it's the same idea where you can't seem to stop.
Are you saying I'm talking like a black man?
No, I'm saying you're talking like somebody you're not. Although you're not.
I was on another show today, this morning.
What was the show?
I'm double showing today. That's how popular Martin Sargent is.
Well, he's a big
so
big
I just
deal.
I just want to give a shout out to those guys at the Corndog Computers show. Should pull that up. Go to corndogcomputers.com right there.
All right.
It's Rob Johnson and his crew, they do a real... You talk about techie. Those guys are techie.
Are there corn dogs involved? I'm confused by this.
Don't know what the whole corn dog thing... I met this guy, Rob Johnson. I took down the thing where he said it's Martin Sargent Week. Apparently Martin Sargent Week is over.
Martin Sargent Week is over. You've been and gone,
over
right?
Over at Corn Dog Computers. But
he looks kind of
I was
attractive.
In a bar. I was in a tavern in Casa Grande where I was down there visiting my parents and... I meet this guy and his lovely wife, Tara, and their whole bunch of friends, and you know, they asked me to be on their show. That's how that all happened.
I don't really like corn dogs, but I used to like bagel dogs a lot. Bagel dogs. Bagel dog computers, boys. You might want to consider changing your name.
Oh, that whole thing about...
It kind of rolls off the tongue.
That whole thing about our show coming out on a Wednesday or whatever it did this week, that was an error. And
yes.
We are told that will never happen again.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The thing is,
it should
the
come
Twit
out
Cottage
on Saturdays.
Is in a constant state of upgrade. Yeah. Everything's getting better and better every week. It gets better and better. So, Twiff was out a little later. Episode 31 took a little longer to get out. Somebody on Twitter told me it was the worst episode ever, but everyone else seemed to like it.
Everyone
a lot.
Else liked it.
So I hope the wait was worth it, everyone. And we're glad to have you.
It's cool, though, because, you know, Twit and Net at Night and all those other, they all came out on time. So.
What else is going on in your world? I'm bored of this. You know, it's like I have the attention span, like about 5 seconds.
Nothing continues to go on. Nothing continues
I feel
to go
like
on.
We'll talk about something.
My life is desperately crappy.
If it's not exciting, after 5 seconds, I start, you know, looking at shiny things over in the distance or thinking about what I need to buy at the grocery store. It's terrible. It's the internet age
that
we're in.
Really. You just keep switching from topic to topic.
I know. I don't know. I don't know what to do about it. I don't
read
know
this.
If there's any recourse.
I almost just said there. It's like kind of like surfing the web. Mm-hmm. And I just read this thing. It was posted on some site or whatever. It was like 15 terms that should no longer be used or that are no longer used.
Such as?
Like intranet. You
ew.
Know, there's no point in saying intranet anymore or extranet for that matter.
What about information superhighway?
Information superhighway.
I love that one. I've always loved that.
People just don't say it. But another one was...
The iSoup.
Surfing the web. It's like you say that to the kids, they don't even know what you're talking about.
They're like, what do you mean surfing?
Surfing the web.
Surfing website?
Surfing a web?
Yeah.
It's.
I don't like the net either. I'm not a big fan of that. I call the
internet or the
web.
I'll tell you what I really hate when people say like interwebs.
With a Z?
The interwebs.
It's cute.
Yeah, well.
It's a bit of that lolly kind of a speak thing. It's better than methinks. Nothing could be as bad as people
methinks.
Saying methinks. No one ever say that. It's very upsetting. I don't know why.
What methinks if, said phrase is overused.
Don't you? Yeah. Oh gosh, terrible. It's my least favorite phrase, I think. Methinks.
I just say internet.
Yes, the singular.
Yes.
It's a proper noun, internet.
Correct.
I and internet.
Internet.
We'll be dining together this evening. Well, what do we have to talk about today? It's got to be something.
I want to talk about today's show is all Jessica Biel all the time.
Oh, well, she has a rockin' bod, so I'm not.
Is she dynamite or what?
I don't, you know, I interviewed her for that Blade 3 movie a
few
years
ago. Did you feel a little curious?
About what was going on underneath the dress?
No, like by curious.
No, I'm not really into girls, but I can appreciate a rockin' body. Well, I would go gay for Aniston. We've already been through this.
Yeah.
But that's, we all need one. It's cool. She'd be my older woman.
You.
I don't want to think about that too much. Too exciting. Jessica Biel was gracious and gorgeous. And she, and at the time, that movie, Blade 3, what was this, 2004, 2005 maybe?
I've never seen any of the Blade movies.
Well, they're pretty good.
Wesley Snipes and I don't get along.
Oh, yeah, well, cool. Wesley Snipes wasn't at this junket, but Jessica was. And the whole thing about her was that everyone was freaking out about how she had gotten in such good shape because she was killing vamps, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it seems that she's just never gotten out of that great shape. She's just like a workout machine or...
She's a real go-getter is what she is, and she deserves all the success that she has.
Well, why do you want her to be...
But she's also...
Yeah.
She's also, and I find this kind of attractive, frankly.
Yeah? Well, what's going on?
She has been named the most dangerous celebrity on the web.
So what does
the
that
most
mean, most
dangerous
celebrity?
Celebrity means she's got some edge to her.
Well, but...
She's got a little heart of darkness.
But it's not...
She might snap.
It's not Jessica.
She's like a wolf.
Jessica's done nothing wrong. See how pretty she is? God, she's a real looker.
Mm.
I wonder if that's all real.
I don't know if I like
her. I don't know. The lips are... They're almost too good.
Well, here's what happens, Sarah. Let me break this one down for you.
Please do, because I'm confused.
This is actually based on a little study or paper published by McAfee.
Okay.
These things
always
like it's either Norton or McAfee or one of the virus companies. They always are malware, you know, fighting companies. They always
right.
come out with these things to draw attention to how much you need
antivirus software.
Buy their software.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they say that of all the people online who you could search for, it is most dangerous to perform searches on Jessica Biel.
Because you're going to get hit with some sort
because
of a Trojan horse.
One out of five sites marked Jessica Biel.
One out of five.
One out of five. This is what they say.
That's
this is
a little excessive,
according to McAfee,
isn't it?
Have some sort of malware on it. I mean, sites about Jessica Biel. They're like, you know,
now,
little honeypots for people who want to.
I wonder how long Jessica Biel has been at the top, because I do know, I haven't seen this movie, and of course the name is escaping me, but she was in a movie recently, something that came out somewhat recently, where she was topless. She may have even been full frontal, I don't remember, but definitely topless. So you think maybe the search is for like a screen grab of the topless movie.
Who's that woman, like the most downloaded woman in history? I figured it would be her.
Downloaded woman in history?
Cindy Margolis.
Oh, is she porno or she's just
no.
a pinup girl?
She's like old, very old internet.
She's a very old internet woman.
She's old internet.
I do. I remember the name. I just,
yeah.
you know, you had her.
Anyway, so.
The kind of person you would have had on Unscrewed.
What kind of person, I mean, who's really sitting there all day doing searches on the Jessica Biel?
Good question.
And what
well,
are you hoping
well,
to find? People
who want to see her boobies.
What are you going to find that?
Well, you know what?
I mean, if I go through Google enough, if I go to like search result page number 58, maybe there's going to be a picture full frontal of Jessica Biel. Is that what people, is that what's going through their mind?
I feel like if it's there, you're not going to have to go 58 pages in.
No.
It's probably on.
It's silly.
It's probably on Perez Hilton or something.
Right.
I'm not sure, but I think poor Jessica's gotten the short end of the stick. She's not a dangerous woman. She's lovely. She's dating that Justin Timberlake.
Oh, if that's the only problem she has in her life.
Yeah, really.
She's the most dangerous celebrity on the web.
I think in a way it's a compliment because what the
I would like to be called the most dangerous celebrity on the web.
What the hacksaws, the script kiddies are saying is
I would like to be called the celebrity on the web.
Right? Me too. At least you got into that internet people too. All I got was my name mentioned at
I
the
did.
End.
I am the grand finale of Internet People too.
Yeah, well, I've got
is
a bone
Leo
to pick with those people.
I think Leo's in there.
I don't know. I think you.
It all goes by so fast.
It does. It goes by really fast. It's a fast moving kind of a song.
I'll tell you who's not in there though.
Me.
Steve Gibson.
Oh, Steve Gibson.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. A little too much security.
Feeling a little insecure now, Steve.
Not an internet person, apparently. Maybe part three. Better luck next time, Steve Gibson.
So, also on the list of most dangerous celebrities that you can search for, number two, any guesses here?
Megan Fox.
No.
No.
I'll give you a hint. It's okay. A black woman.
A black woman.
Black woman.
Diana Ross.
Oh, come on.
Okay. The woman from How Stella Got Her Groove Back.
Okay.
No.
Melial in the chat room, I see, is the first person to say it.
Beyonce, of course.
So,
she likes to shake her moneymaker.
Yes.
I didn't think there was any nude pictures of Beyonce was a big
sex symbol, kind
of. I think she's a sex symbol, but I don't
she's
think
wonderful.
She's taken it off from anybody.
I've had the pleasure of being in an intimate performance space with Beyonce and seeing her perform, and it was
Are you
wonderful.
Serious?
The Carousel of Hope.
Where was that? In L.A.?
The Beverly Hilton.
Mm.
Nice.
Did she shake her moneymaker?
She just kicked ass. It was great. It was very good.
I you know what I like about Beyonce is she's got an alter ego called Sasha Fierce.
Oh, really? I like that.
Yeah, I actually don't like that.
I was
being sarcastic. I think it's super weird.
See, I would. Well, it's kind of like
your name's already Beyonce. Well, you need another stage name called Sasha
Fierce.
Didn't
Garth Brooks have the alter ego?
Well, that was different. He released an album as a whole different man.
Yeah, but that's kind of
no,
sort
it's
of
so
weird.
Weird
and intriguing.
No,
I
don't like that. I think that's bizarre. I think that's just it's her persona. She says she gets up there and she's such a fierce.
Emilio says my real name is Steve Barry. Okay, Steve.
Okay, Steve Barry. Well,
you get
thank
the
you.
Credit. You said Beyonce first.
You win, Emilio. I mean, Steve.
Number three on the list.
Who?
It's an athlete.
That Jamaican guy who runs really fast.
No, it's a white athlete.
White athlete.
Football.
Joe Montana.
Quarterback.
Steve Young.
Still playing.
Oh.
Patriots. Injured last year.
Tom Brady.
I just said Giselle Bundchen.
I think it's Bundchen.
So who's doing the searches on Brady?
I don't know.
Girls? Number four is Jessica Simpson. Why this person is still relevant, I don't understand.
Jessica Simpson? Well, she has boobies. It's booby related.
I ran into Jessica Simpson.
Maybe Tom has boobies, too.
In a Vons in Sherman Oaks once.
Is this a true story?
This is a true story.
Was she beautiful?
I go into the parking lot. And I was doing some show around there, and there's just a million paparazzi outside the Vons.
And you think it's
Ralph's
for you.
Or something. I'm like, hey, fellas, I'm right here. I mean, just a million of them. And I'm like, what's going on in there? Apparently, they're like standing on the grocery carts where they lined up to try to get better shots. But they're not allowed to go in the store, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
So I go in the store.
I hate Vons.
And I'm like, well, who
so
is
ghetto.
It? Who is it? And I see her. There she is, Jessica Simpson. And she's in the snack aisle.
Is she looking fine?
She's looking like she needs a friend. And
aww.
Like, you know, she's a
kind
pursued
of Britney kind
woman.
Of situation.
Like, sort of like hiding behind a box of snack wells. And I walk up to her and I say, Jessica.
This is where the story goes off the rails.
I'm a celebrity too. I'm a celebrity too. I know what you're going through.
Oh, just Martin. Then, you know what?
Just then, I got tackled by her bodyguard.
Everything was going so well.
Like,
until
right
you
in
started
the kidney.
On and this I ridiculous flew, story.
I flew right into like the Nabisco crackers selection and it just all, it was awful.
Hooray for boobies.
It was awful.
Boobies.
And then, but I saw her as her like bodyguard sort of carry
Stop.
Her away. She was kind of looking back at me like,
gosh,
thank you.
You always have to take it too far.
Thank you, internet celebrity
always
boy.
Too far.
I love you.
In other news, apparently, Martin, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like across the pond over in British Town, people are having some problems with cows. Cows have become very aggressive.
Cows are killing people.
Cows are killing
let's
people.
Let's just come right out and say it. Let's not let's not try to soften the story.
I thought that cows
are
were
dangerous.
A bunch of doe-eyed, docile creatures who just wanted to be herbivores.
Have become aggressive. They charge, especially when their calves are present. It's like bears. It's like grizzly bears.
Uh-huh.
And these people walking, they're just out walking, wearing their tweed with their dog.
Uh-huh.
This is when they really go nuts. You could get trampled by the cows, the Elon Stows.
Now, apparently, this has to do with the fact if calves are present, if the cows feel threatened,
mm-hmm.
if they feel
I didn't
like
think the cows were this intelligent.
I think there's a lot going on with cows that you don't realize, Martin. I think cows are pretty aware of what their situation is.
Well, I'm aware of one thing, that they're killing people. And
good thing we don't live over there, huh?
Well, I know.
US of A is looking better and better.
Our cows are happy
here
in
California. Screw the exchange
rate.
At least we're not getting trampled by cows to death.
Well, this is precisely why we should continue to eat the cows.
Mm-mm. I don't eat cows.
They're dangerous, and we have to eliminate them. We have to eliminate their delicious... See, when they're alive, when they're alive, they're deadly killers. When they're dead, they're delicious.
I think that they're killing people to get back at centuries of killing them.
That's ridiculous.
And to that I say,
that is
cows, bring it on.
Ridiculous.
Let's do this. Take back the night. You know? Take it back.
You know who else is killing people?
Who?
And this is one of the reasons I, you know... It's just...
What?
I have a lot of family now in Arizona, and
uh-huh.
I don't like going down
all
there.
All of your immediate family is
all
there.
All of my immediate family is now in Arizona.
Uh-huh.
These, you know, I just did that show with the people in Arizona. There's a huge problem with killer bees down there.
Now, is it... Why is it Arizona? Is it, you know, it must be sort of the high arid desert? I mean, why not Nevada or New Mexico?
I think they have a problem with them there, too, but there's just, you know, the population density around Phoenix is where these things are really attacking right now, and people are dying, Sarah.
Well, what's happening?
Well,
I mean, are they swarms that make the sky
they're
black?
They're swarming.
They're killing. Yeah, all right.
There's mayhem. But actually, this one old man kind of, I think, deserves it in this most recent story, which is kind of a roundup of all the bee attacks from this past week. But this guy, come on. And here's the tech angle to this story. An 85-year-old man was stung at least 75 times when he used a shop vac to try to suck up bees from a hive in a tree.
Well, that's a pretty stupid idea.
I bet his wife warned him about that.
What was he thinking?
I worked
It'll
it all out.
It'll be fine. Stay
I worked
back.
It all out. This is something my father would probably do, actually.
I think this is actually really sad. I'm sure that he had good intentions and was trying to save his community. But 75 times being stung by a bee, that's got to hurt.
Killer bees.
Killer bee. Well, so did he die?
No.
Well, so how much of killer bees are they? Are they just faking?
No, they're called killer bees because of the aggressiveness.
Oh, see, I always thought killer
swarm.
Bees would kill you.
No, killer bees,
like if a killer bee bit you,
they're Africanized.
So? What does that have to do with anything? Are they from Africa? Did they fly across the Atlantic? Or the Pacific,
they were
originally really
brought over from Africa.
Ah, brought over.
By the Brazilians.
By the Brazilians. So the crazy killer
Africanized
bee.
It's just more examples of these foreigners coming across our borders.
Wow. Really? You know, maybe Arizona is not the place you want to live if you've got a real problem with immigration.
The European honeybees are docile.
Indeed. Indeed. Touche. It is scary, though. I know that you have a great fear of bees. My fear is not as unreasonable as yours is, but I really don't like the idea of being stung 75 times by an angry Africanized killer bee.
You can't reason with bees.
No. Well, and they, you know, they're always coming around at barbecues.
Once
I guess that's yellow jackets.
Worked up,
yellow jackets are the ones that get all over your food.
Always at barbecues.
Always at barbecues. Those yellow jackets. Did you take off that jacket, you jerk? Show me your face.
I like this story.
What's going on?
About the high school who it's kind of sad, it's kind of funny at the same time though. So there's this high school called Pace High School.
Like Pace Picante?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pace High School.
I like that. Yeah.
It's
Pace yourself.
Apparently a very nice community, Pace High School.
I'm sure it is.
They're having a big problem. They're having a big problem.
What's the problem?
With their the URL.
Uh-huh.
They don't own pacehighschool.com. Don't go there, people. Don't, because it's X-rated.
Uh-oh.
That's the problem.
Uh-oh.
Pacehighschool.com, for some reason, and no one could quite figure out why.
Well,
no one could quite figure out why.
Wouldn't it be pacehighschool.edu? Wouldn't that be the only website?
Well, that's what
website?
It should be. I don't know if high schools use the .edu tag, or if that's just...
I think they
should.
Do.
I don't think my high school
did.
No. Or, you know, they didn't have the internet when I was in high school, but it's a real problem because, you know, all these people, like, you know, the mothers are going to the site to find out when their kids, like, next band concert is and stuff, and they're
and
being
they're going
scandalized.
To a porn site, and they're thinking, what the F?
Where am I sending my child every day? This is what they're learning.
Interesting. Yeah. So Pace High School, you know, .net is perfectly fine, but that's usually not the first choice
that's
that people
not
make.
What you do.
Everyone says .com.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, you know, some people say .edu. I guess there's not a lot of that anymore. Too bad for Pace. I bet the kids are loving it.
The principal of the high school, he says there's nothing they can do about it. His name, by the way, is Principal Lay.
L-A-Y?
L-A-Y.
He's a good lay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm sure that that doesn't help things out over there.
Probably not.
No.
You know, my high school, speaking of ha-ha, it was just up the road about 20 minutes in Sebastopol, but it was Annaly High School, A-N-A-L-Y. So you can imagine how many, you know, of the Y's were scratched out in school textbooks so that we became Anal High School.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was it's probably still a big joke there. I haven't been on the campus in a while, but that was a lot of fun for us.
We used to
Anal High.
We used to rent a cottage cabin up in like the Thousand Islands region, St. Lawrence River. And there's a town up there called Cape Vincent.
Uh-huh.
And it's Cape Vincent. It's great fishing up there. It's Cape Vincent, home of the gamey black bass.
Uh-huh.
Well, that bee was just routinely stolen.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Without the bee, it's a whole nother thing.
It's completely different.
Right, right. Yeah. Interesting. Oh, I like that. There's actually, since we're on a roll here, there's actually up in Santa Rosa, a cross where Cherry meets Beaver.
Yeah.
Streets. So Cherry and Beaver, the cross, you know, the street signs, they're always getting stolen.
Yeah.
Cherry and Beaver. It's, you know, it's when you're in high school, things like that are really funny.
In Amish country.
And quite frankly, they still are.
What's that thing in Amish country where you have to, in order to get to intercourse, you have to first go through bird in hand, but you can get stuck in blue ball?
I thought it was a bird in the hand is worth two in a bush.
Something, I don't know.
Somebody
from...
Something about blue balls.
Somebody from central Pennsylvania can tell me how that little saying goes.
Well, I doubt a lot of Amish people are watching TWIF.
You'd be surprised.
I suppose. I guess they're all real internet savvy now. And learning about defragging. Sorry to disappoint you, Amish country, but we're just here to have some fun.
Did I get it right? Did I say it right?
Are you asking?
Somebody said that is the saying.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Well, good times.
The Amish have that running around
period. Beezer says the Amish have gangs now.
Well, they probably do. They have that running around period, you know.
What kind of gangs? Oh, where they all go find themselves in Los Angeles?
Yeah, when they turn to like 16 or 17 or something like that, they leave the community for a year and they go out and they...
And decide if
they
if
live
the
among
Amish,
the English.
If the Amish way is really the best way.
Most of them all go back, but they're like doing drugs and drinking and screwing and all this. No.
Can
there's
you
a documentary
being
about
Amish
it,
and going... Well, there was a reality show. It was like living in a big, you know, real world house, and Amish, some Amish people, half Amish people and half, like, you know, porn stars.
Yeah, I wonder if when you get to be like, so you go back to the community and you get to be about 25, you're like, yeah, Rum Springer, that's what it's called. You get to be about 25, I'm like, damn, I should have stayed away.
Yeah, well.
I don't want to wake up and milk that cow
well,
again.
You don't have to, though. The Amish can walk free at any point.
No, but once you walk, you can't come back.
I see. So you've got your little get it out of your system period.
Once you go English,
you'll never go back.
You can't come back even if you wish.
Interesting.
I believe is what they say.
Yes. I have never actually been to Amish country.
Beautiful.
Gotta say, I'm intrigued.
You probably
saw
that episode of Web Drifter that we did in Amish country, though.
I did.
The virtual sex machine.
Yeah.
It's a little dirty.
It's interesting little...
It's a little dirty.
Life is interesting, isn't it? It's an interesting life. It's a wonderful life.
There's a lot of life. There's a lot of subcultures. Different people are interested in different things in this world, and that's what, you know, that's what makes it interesting. One of these social groups is... Well, they call themselves trekkers.
Ah, yes.
Others might call them trekkies.
Mm-hmm. What about the trekkers?
Well,
the
now,
fans of Star
Sarah,
Trek.
Even if you're not a trekker or trekkie, however you want to say it, you can smell like one.
Interesting. How so?
And
I wouldn't even know what a trekker or a Star Trek character smelled like.
Yeah, and I don't mean like smell like the type of people who often attend Star Trek conventions, because
they may
you
not
want to smell like that,
be,
you just
sure.
don't bathe.
Well, it smells like Comic-Con.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's different. There's three new fragrances out there. Perfumes, colognes. So that you could smell like Star Trek
really?
Characters. Yeah.
Oh,
it's fun.
Here
it's
they
a
are.
Lot of fun. We've got
Tiberius. Mm-hmm.
They make you smell like Kirk. Tiberius is described as having a citron zest.
Ooh.
Black pepper and cedar create refreshingly clear top notes layered over a wooded spicy scent.
That guy's going to get laid.
Yeah, it's a casual yet commanding cologne spiked with freshness and sensuality.
Yes, Captain.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Captain.
Set phasers to score.
That was funny.
Gonna work.
Did you just come up with that?
Actually, Will Wheaton did when I was doing a show with him.
Oh, nice.
So
yeah.
I cannot take credit for that. Well,
so we've got... By the way... Yeah? What about
it? I asked Will to be a guest on this show, and I haven't heard from him. So if anyone knows him, tell him to check his email. Anyway.
Yeah, Will Wheaton. Come on. You know
rude.
You want to be on the show.
How
What's
rude.
Your problem?
It's my BFF.
Yeah.
And then you got another one. It's called Red Shirt. See, this is something I didn't even know that... Apparently, in Star Trek, there's like sort of a funny... thing. You call people red shirts. These are the people, like, the sort of extras. They always wear, like, the red Federation outfits, and they're the ones that always end up dying.
You know,
so you call those red shirts.
They're a little more expendable than the
main
characters.
Why you would want to smell like a red shirt.
I think it's probably just
But it promises top notes of green mandarin, bergamot, and hints of lavender, and base notes of leather and gray musk, delivering
it's
a whiff
the
of the sweet smell of expendability.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is so funny.
Yeah, isn't it funny?
It's really
clever.
And then, of course, they've got Ponfar, which is the Vulcan mating cycle. This is the one you just put on if you just want to
have a good time.
Yeah,
you're ready to score.
If you want to be somebody's principal lay, as it were.
Mm-hmm. And it were.
See how I doubled back?
Yeah. No, I like that a lot. That was clever. I'll give you. You're on a roll. You're on fire today,
29.95 each. That's English pounds. So you're talking
about 60 bucks.
So I mean, you can. That's about the same as a bottle of Drakkar Noir. So I'm saying this is a good.
No, Drakkar is not 60 bucks.
I don't know.
Well, actually, I have no idea. Back in the day, the stuff that you could buy at Walgreens was never over about $25. Then again, I was a child many, many moons ago. I guess inflation took care of that. The kids paying 60 bucks for a bottle of exclamation.
I have an idea. Let's find out. Let's go to shopping.com.
Shopping.com?
That's not what I meant. I meant the Google shopping thing.
Try Amazon. They got everything at Amazon.
Amazon.
It's a wonderful site. It's Amazon.
Drakkar.
Sort of like
Noir.
The Amazon forest.
Oh, you can get Drakkar Noir for... This also features top notes of bergamot, lemon, and rosemary. Wait a minute.
Wait a second.
That means that that
Star
Pom
Trek
Far,
is ripping off
this isn't
the
even,
cologne of yesteryear.
This isn't a planned thing. They're charging you.
We are blowing the whistle.
We just...
Blowing it. Doot, doot.
That's all it is Drakkar Noir.
There's a whistle around here somewhere. It's Drakkar. You know what? I'm glad you looked this up because I'm not going to be fooled by marketing.
You can get Drakkar Noir for about
$8. Marketing people.
Huh.
$8. No kidding?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you can stink for $8. Boy, a lot of boys used to wear the Drakkar when I was a kid. We liked it. We liked it a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, you know, you'd wear someone's starter jacket and stunk of it, and you'd feel so proud, and you'd kind of rub it on yourself a little bit.
You were such not, a little...
Not on those areas. Just
trollop.
On your
little trollop in junior high.
It's a jacket. It's not a pair of underwear. My goodness.
You were...
I did get around. I was interested in the way that the adults did things. Just interested. That's all. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Early bloomer. So, Star Trek perfume. Best of luck, everyone.
Stupid.
Hope you get laid.
It's just so nerdy and stupid.
Yeah, it is.
I hate it. I feel disgusting for talking about it.
Although, I mean, you could make fun of these... You know, rabid Star Trek fans who might actually buy Star Trek cologne and wear it, but you know, you can't really deny that you've got your own sort of internet addiction, right? I mean, the internet in general. Maybe it's not Star Trek you like so much, but I mean, you might wear cologne called
the
internet.
I do not have a problem with the internet, Sarah.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with you.
I do not abuse it. I do not spend too much time on it.
You sleep with your computer on your lap in bed.
It keeps me warm.
See? That's a problem. You're not even supposed to be in bed with your laptop because the screen is supposed to like keep your brain awake.
I put it down and just listen to it.
You pick it up in the middle of the night, though. I see. I look at your IM going on and off, and it's like signed on at 3.
What are you doing up?
Sign on it. No,
looking at IM.
No, it's later on because I'll have a window already open and I'll.
Yeah, but you're doing the same thing.
No, it's when I get up at 9. I've seen all the times you've signed on and off in the middle of the night.
Well, the cat just hit it.
I'm not up before 9. You know that.
The cat hit the thing.
You don't have a cat.
Well, something did. All right, I might have a little internet addiction.
A low grade internet addiction, but you're not alone, right? In fact, apparently, there's a treatment clinic for
you
people
don't
who
say
have,
for people like me
for people who have internet addictions. You know, something akin to Betty Ford for alcoholism. People who just can't stop.
Wouldn't that be great if they called
go and
it
get
like
treatment?
They called it like the Martin Sargent Clinic.
Wouldn't that be great?
it would be fun.
That would be fun. Now, apparently, I've heard about these internet addiction...
In other countries.
In China.
There's 400 of these things
in
China.
There's, you know, folks getting involuntarily committed.
Seriously sick.
Yeah.
People over in China.
They are
with
not.
With the video games and the porn. See, there's a little debate amongst the... I mean, it's not even in the DSM-4 as a specific...
What's DSM-4?
It's the guide that lists all the
problems you might have.
Yeah, I believe they're up to 4 now.
You're afraid of leaving the house and
yeah, the various things like internet addiction is not an official.
Oh, I see, addiction, not a phobia.
It's
right.
Not an official.
Well, I think internet addiction is kind of tough to quantify, isn't it? I mean, you know, I think a lot of people who are just addicted to porn.
Well, that's the thing.
Might seem like they're addicted to the internet.
Exactly. No, just but it's to like, porn. You know, you could be addicted to World of Warcraft, certainly. Right. But then you're addicted to
the internet
World
is nearly the gate, just the gateway.
I think I'm actually addicted to the internet.
I am. I think if we're, you know, if we're kind of laying it all out
I
there.
Mean, I'm
if
really
we're
am.
Spilling
I'm,
our guts,
I'm
addicted to the community of people that I don't actually know on social networks.
Yeah.
Those people make me feel better.
Yeah.
You know, just this morning I tweeted about how I'm trying to stop biting my nails. They're looking pretty good. And, you know, it's like I need them to cheer me on. You know, it's a little weird.
You have just as much, I mean, you really have a problem with the iPhone.
Everyone who has an iPhone has become an iPhone gazer.
I know
that's
other
what
people
happens.
With iPhones who don't have that problem.
I don't know. It's
I
just
mean,
that
we
you
go
bore
to
me.
The bar. We were at the bar, what, two nights ago?
Yeah.
Having a few cocktails.
Yeah.
Sarah is not at all a part of.
It's because you're boring.
The conversation.
I hang out with
all.
You every single day.
Not you're the one who begged us to come.
No, I begged you to pick me up, and you didn't. And I had to take a drive with a taxi driver who was texting while driving.
You work right next door to a bar. You could have gone to that bar. You wanted to go where we were.
Well, sorry. Yeah. Sorry I needed a friend two nights ago.
And then
because all you did was play your stupid dice game, so I looked at my iPhone.
The dice game is my only source of income, Sarah.
Big whoop. Big whoop.
You're gross.
Gross. I have an iPhone. So sue me. Maybe you can get Kevin Rose to buy you one too.
Yeah.
So.
What do I have to do for him? The clinics.
Just be cool. You know, just try to be cool.
Yeah, I'll bet. The clinic's first patient was or is a 19-year-old boy from Iowa who admitted to being hooked on World of Warcraft. That game must be so addictive.
So hooking?
Yeah.
I have.
I want to start playing it.
I have observed the playing of the World of Warcraft. I have some friends who are really into it.
Yeah,
but I've never myself gotten real into it.
Seemingly,
I don't
like,
have the setup at home though. Neither do you. It's like we just
have
our
need
little
the whole
MacBook
setup.
Pro.
You can't do it on the.
No.
Why?
Because it doesn't work that way.
Why not?
It just doesn't. You need a gaming machine.
For World of Warcraft?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't
I
think
know.
It was. All
I have
that.
No idea what
no,
I'm talking
I don't
about.
Think so you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I've never seen anyone play World of Warcraft
on
a MacBook Pro.
There are some seemingly otherwise well-adjusted, successful people who have real, like you know, your Felicia Day kind of person.
She's made World of Warcraft work for her, hasn't she?
Yeah, she sure has.
Good grief, rolling in dough.
Yeah.
Suitors down the block.
I've had it.
I've had it too. Maybe we should start playing World of Warcraft. Maybe we should start our own guild. What should it be called? Team Twiff?
Maybe we should start playing like Asheron's Call.
What's that?
And make that cool and popular.
Maybe. I don't know. World of Warcraft seems to be the big ticket item right now.
Yeah.
This week in Warcraft? Good idea. Let's do it. Starting a guild. We're going to learn WoW.
We'll just start playing paper-based Dungeons & Dragons.
No. Let's stop killing trees. Take it to the cloud.
You don't actually have to print out a lot of...
Take it to the cloud, Marty. Live in the now. What else is going on? I'm tired of talking about World of Warcraft. I don't feel like I know enough about it. I'm sorry, Internet
addicts.
I want
to pretend I'm an elf.
I want to be a wizard. Wizard! Whatever happened to those awful commercials? You know, where they like... What was it? It was like about mobile phones or something where the wizard would appear. Wizard! You know?
Don't know.
No?
No.
No, oh, they were terrible. But...
Must be.
I'm still saying it. Got stuck in my head. I don't remember the company, though, so... Epic failure. Epic fail.
Fail.
Sales team. Ad agency.
I don't know. You found the rest of the stories. You do it.
So you're going to love this one. Yeah, thanks, Marty. Wow.
Thanks for the setup.
Yeah, thanks for the vote of confidence. You always hate my stories, but I think that they're pretty good.
No, I think
good.
These are I told you how much I enjoyed this next one.
You know how we always talk about how Florida especially is one of those places where neat stuff tends to happen.
Always. In fact, you know? I believe FARC has a category called Florida.
They do. They do. They certainly do indeed. Yeah. Florida is, it's a magical place. Low-lying, Everglades, Crocs.
Phallic.
And a very phallic place. A lot of Cubans, Cuban people.
A lot of olds.
A lot of olds, retirees.
A lot of all sorts of...
A lot of all sorts of ethnicities and religions.
A lot of screwed up people.
A lot of people from the Midwest, which is a whole another type of screwed up.
Serious Florida. A Florida hick is different than...
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and the Panhandle...
Like Gator.
Panhandle, South Beach,
my friend
couldn't
Gator,
be more different.
Good example.
Of course, Gator. Well, Gator's a real anomaly in general.
Ricky Kang is another one.
Also from Florida. Anyway, you see where we're going. Apparently... and this is, I don't know, you can't make this stuff up. Apparently, there was a woman in Florida who was, well, she was upset because another woman was smoking a cigarette in her presence. Now, people who don't smoke, generally, especially since smoking's been banned from most establishments and in some parts of, you know, the country, public areas in general, you can understand, because it's dangerous and secondhand smoking is dangerous for everyone, that you would be upset about it. However, the non-smoking woman took this to a whole nother level because this is in Niceville, by the way, which is sounds like a pretty fun place to live. Niceville, FLA. The woman attacked the smoking woman with a can of Glade Potpourri air freshener and apparently sprayed it on the smoking woman's head for a full minute and ended up being arrested and taken away. Now, I'm no expert in flammability, Martin, but I think that this is probably a bigger hazard. You might have blown up both women.
Yeah.
Spraying it, you know, this is, I mean, isn't this stuff like flammable?
Yeah.
Glade Potpourri air freshener, by the way, smells like shit. Pardon my French, but it really does. It's one of the worst.
I like the woman's statement. I will do it again and take it to the Supreme Court because I have the right to breathe fresh air. The woman was then arrested and charged with battery.
I mean, it's almost like, what's worse, the cigarette smoke or the Glade Potpourri being spread into your head for a full minute?
The weirdest thing is...
By the way, can I ask...
How like, you hold the can and, like, spray it on somebody for a full minute.
For a full minute.
Without, like, is she just...
I mean, can you imagine if I had a can of Glade here and I started to spray it on
That's essentially a full can.
Maybe 2 seconds would go by before you swap my hand away or run or something.
Really, if you hold down, let's do an experiment. Anyone have a can of Glade with them right now? Maybe you're watching this in the bathroom. It's right there.
I'm sorry to everybody who might really enjoy Glade Potpourri air freshener. I just think it smells like doo-doo.
The good people of Glade, if you're listening.
Yeah, Glade. Hey,
you
sponsor
the show.
You
want to sponsor us? Love us?
Yeah, I can change my attitude right around.
Hold down that thing. See how long it lasts. I bet you can't even do it for a minute.
Oh, I think you can. They're pretty big. Oh, I think they come in different sizes.
They have king size.
They have king size, a super size. They also have travel size, you know, if you need to smell good on the go. I mean, it's got to be aerosol, right? Real dangerous. Good times,
Not
Florida.
Not good for the environment.
So what,
that's for sure.
Let me ask you this. Would you rather breathe someone's cigarette smoke... Which, admittedly, is really annoying, especially if you're eating. I hate that. Or have Glade sprayed on your head for a minute.
Cigarette smoke.
Totally. Totally. You kidding me?
I breathe it all the time.
It's no comparison.
I mean, I hang out.
Well, we hang out at the bar a lot. And,
you're
gonna
breathe cigarette
people are
smoke.
Smoking right outside the door. The door is opening. And it just, it happens. You know, we're living on the edge. But don't Glade me. Or you'll be shuffled right off to the upstate.
Well, what do you think? You want to talk about the nudity and
not really.
The museum? How about the bear in the skateboard park?
Yeah, I actually do like this one.
Okay.
Let's talk about the bear in the skateboard park.
Okay, and then maybe we'll play some Tweet Beat.
And then we'll play some Tweet Beat. So here's the deal. This is a real heartwarmer of epic proportions. Snowmass, Colorado. Picture it. It's probably a real nice place to live. Probably a lot of snowboarders. But in the summer months, many of the local kids enjoy playing at the local skate park. It's sort of a big dome-ish type of a thing. Here, I'll show you. Just a picture of it. I'll zoom in.
I like to go thrash sometimes.
Yeah, thrashing is cool. You know, skateboarding is not a crime, right?
So, not in my world.
So you're looking at these pictures. Apologies to everyone listening to the audio version, but, you know, you can just sort of use your imagination. It's a skate park, But there's something in the skate park, and my guy looks like a bear. And you know what? It was a bear.
Is that a bear?
It's a bear. Wow. A poor little bear somehow fell into the skate park.
Stupid.
And bears, you know, they're very smart, wonderful creatures, but he couldn't figure out a way to get out. So finally,
I thought bears couldn't go down the hills, but they.
Well, he probably tumbled right down, but even so, they can go up a hill that has, you know, maybe briars and branches and a few sticks and stones, but not a smooth concrete side of a skate park. So this poor bear had been in here for, oh, God knows how long. And finally, the authorities lowered a ladder right down in there. Save the bear. The bear climbed right out. See, here he is. He's at the bottom, and he's kind of going, what is this? This is, I'm looking at this. It seems like something I could maybe climb up. Let me try. And there he is. And he wandered off. Nobody hurt the bear. They let him go on his way. Snowmass is maybe a somewhat desolate place full of snow and mass. And that's the end of that. It's a heart warmer. You know, it's. I think we should end TWIF on happier notes like this more often, Marty. What do you think? What's wrong with you? What are you? You a bear hater? All of a sudden you don't like bears?
I don't know. I didn't think it was all that fun.
What's not fun? A bear climbed a ladder out of a skate park and survived, went in to feed his family.
Bears do lots of amazing things in the wild.
Wow. You're a real hater.
Yeah.
You're a real internet
hater.
Do
we really need to like end the show on like, what is this? The NBA, who am I? Brian Williams? Like, now in our positive spotlight tonight.
Wow. Yeah. You know what? I think we do need a little more positivity. I mean, look at us.
Now in our making a difference.
Both of our lives are in the dump right now. You know, bear climbs out of a skate park. It's not over for us. Something good might be around the corner. Get your act together, Martin. Jeez.
Now that bear is probably going to wander off and kill a child.
If it can happen to a bear, my God, it can happen to us.
Think about that. Bear's dangerous. Children play in that skate park.
Bears are nice. That whole thing has been blown way out of proportion. They're great. They're real nice.
Kill all bears.
Do not kill any bears.
Along with bees.
I sleep with a teddy bear
sharks.
At night. I'm a big fan of bears.
Kill them.
No, stop that.
That's what, if I ever run for public office,
kill
it's
all
be
Martin.
My slogan, kill all bees.
Free the bears. That's what Nino says in the chat room. Thank you, Nino. Cheers to you, good sir. Teach a bear to climb a ladder and he'll fish for a week.
Cows, killer cows, dangerous bears, killer bees.
Actually, well, smart circus bears.
Get
apparently.
Your heads out of the sand, people, because it's coming down.
What is?
Better go get your gun.
What are you doing?
Thanks, Obama.
Are you rabid? Do you have rabies? You're spitting a little. You got a little spittle. We should play Tweet Beat. What do you think?
Let's Tweet Beat.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Tweet Beat. I said it's time for Tweet Beat. Mr. Martin Sargent said Tweet Beat. Are you ready for the one and only Tweet Beat?
Hey, everyone. Time to play the game. The whole internet is buzzing by. We call it Tweet Beat. Let me remind you how to play the game, Sarah.
Yes?
I'm going to give you two words or phrases. Oh, I think I got shaken baby syndrome. Gave it to myself.
Whoa.
I was going like, ugh.
Yeah, well, we're hardcore dancers.
Wow.
Sometimes I feel like we're slam dancing a little too hard.
I may have to take a knee.
Oh, really?
So, I don't remember
you okay
the rules.
You okay there, sport? Well,
I don't remember
brain
the
tonic?
Rules. I'm going to give you two words or phrases that sound to the ear similar. All uh-huh. you have to do is tell me which of those two words or phrases had the most search results.
Are you going to die? Are you going to have an aneurysm? Because
in
I'm
other
not
words,
qualified to give you medical help.
What has the ladder? I've got laughing and weeping syndrome now. Tweet
Just don't
beat.
Poo or anything. Keep it clean.
All right.
Yeah, I know how this game works.
So, for example, if I said which has a louder tweet
beat, been around the block once or
Teddy
twice.
Kennedy or Broadway diva Helen Reddy?
I would say Teddy Kennedy.
Correct, because
okay.
he passed away.
And I would be right, because he had been tweeted about many more times.
Just a few.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready for your first challenge?
Martin, I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
then let's play Tweetbeat.
All right.
Here it is. Which has a louder Tweetbeat? Oh, what are we going to play for?
Playing for something. That's a new wrinkle in the game.
I like to spruce it up.
Right now, I owe you $15.
You do?
I would have owed you more, by the way, if I had played your stupid dice game, because I would have lost to Molly. No, I wouldn't have. I don't win things like that. That's why I don't gamble. I don't have a gambling addiction like you do. what should we play for? I owe you $15, but I kind of already owe you that, so it's not
Friday.
Like I can just like give it back.
It's
to
Friday.
You
for... We're going to get back to the city around 5, probably.
You know what 5 is?
Happy hour.
Happy hour.
Let's do that.
Okay. Should we play for drinks then?
Absolutely.
Okay. It seems fair. Let's play for drinks this week.
It is meat and right.
All right. Well,
here's your first challenge. Okay. Which has a louder Tweetbeat? Kennedy Care or Say a Prayer?
Ooh.
Kennedy Care or Say a Prayer?
Ooh.
Which has a louder Tweetbeat? Talk it through.
Kennedy Care, obviously, in reference to Ted, who very unfortunately passed away earlier this week. I think that tweet tweet would be pretty loud on the beat.
Well, in reference to, they're talking about naming, they were calling it Obamacare.
Right.
Whatever they're going to call it.
He was such a champion
for... But this was his life's cause.
Right.
So...
Well, and, you know...
Kennedy in legacy, honor to him, they'll probably...
Change it.
Call whatever the bill is to...
It's a healthcare reform thing, which is a real hot topic anyway.
Exactly.
Kennedy
but,
care.
But, you know, say a prayer.
Say a prayer.
Could say a prayer for Teddy Kennedy.
Or say a prayer for me.
Say a prayer for whatever.
Say a prayer for Michael Jackson.
There's a lot
There's
of
probably
people,
a few people
I'm
saying prayers
really
for him.
I'm going through a really hard time, everyone. I don't think I'm going to win at Tweetbeat today. Say a prayer.
That would be something that you would say.
That would be kind of petty.
That would be true. Say a prayer or Kennedy care. It's a real conundrum I'm in. Say a prayer. I don't say a prayer much.
It's well, just not, you don't. You're a heathen, though.
Well, sure. Yeah. Prayers are for sissies. But I'm just kidding. I don't say the word, say the phrase, say a prayer. Say a little prayer for you.
Like a prayer. I'll take you there.
Just like a dream to me. Kennedy care. Say a prayer. I'm going to have to go with Kennedy care. I'm with Ted. I'm with Ted till the end, baby.
Yeah.
Yep. Take that legacy home.
Kennedy care.
Kennedy care. Final answer.
Now, this is Kennedy care, one word. Just want to point that out.
Well, come on, dude. I just said final answer before you make that distinction.
I just want to make...
Sure that I know?
That you know. I mean, that's how it's usually written, but I just want to make sure you know that. Kennedy care.
I can't let Ted down. I'm sticking with it. That's my answer, and I'm sticking to it. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people need prayers. They're hurting.
Just tell me if I win or not. Am I one for one or what?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. We got to ask the judges.
Ask the judges.
Judges! Is that your final answer?
Come on! Yeah!
Judges! You are correct!
Yeah! I knew it!
Kennedy care. 377. By the way, this is over the past 24 hours. I did these searches around 9:30 this morning.
I don't care what you did. 377.
Say a prayer.
Say a little prayer for you.
212.
Wow. So it wasn't even a contest.
No.
Well, Kennedy beats God, at least in this game.
You're one for one,
but
this is best 2 out of 3.
Sure is.
That's how we play the Tweetbeat.
Yeah, so it's not over yet.
And,
it's just beginning.
Good Lord, do I have a powerful thirst. So I'm hoping that I'm going to pull this through. I need the next 2 in order to drink for free tonight. Let's see if I can get this one.
Well, hurry up. You always drag these out too long.
Which has a lot of Tweetbeat. Taking Woodstock or You Rock. Taking Woodstock or You rock.
Taking Woodstock or you rock.
Yes.
Woodstock as in the anniversary of Woodstock?
No, as in the movie, the Ang Lee movie that's coming out tonight.
Taking Woodstock or you rock. That's tough. I mean, I can't say that anyone in my Twitter stream, and it's a fine one indeed, has really been talking about the movie Taking Woodstock. But that doesn't mean that folks in other Twitter circles wouldn't be. You rock is the sort of thing that people say on the internet in general. There's a lot of you rock going on. But I can't remember the last time I tweeted you rock. Maybe I would say it in an email response or something like that. You rock or Taking Woodstock.
Right. One of them has a louder tweet beat.
I like Ang Lee.
What range?
I know. I used to watch his Taiwanese movies.
He's a real dynamo.
They were a lot of fun as well. And then he went action. He's
Brokeback Mountain.
I mean,
Hulk.
It was a real heartbreaker. The Hulk I didn't like so much.
I didn't see it.
It wasn't good. But range indeed he has. So, Taking Woodstock or you rock?
That's
your time's up,
asking.
Sarah Lynn Rock says OCD geek in our chat room. You're right. We do drag these out a long time. You guys have to understand that drinks are very important to Martin and myself. This is not the sort of thing you want to lose out on.
This is called heightening the drama.
Heightening the drama, yeah, or just, you know, pissing off the fans. I don't know. Maybe a little of both.
They like the drama.
I feel as though my gut usually lets me down about 60% of the time, yet I don't want to abandon my gut reaction, and I'm going to go with you rock. Final answer.
You're going to go with you rock.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to go with you rock, and now, that's my final answer.
Oftentimes, when movies come out, you'll notice that they are the number one trending topic.
Yeah, but this one I don't remember really being it.
It's got
actually, that. Taking Woodstock, I kind of do remember seeing it on trending topics. Not today.
Comes out today.
Oh, well, maybe it is one today then. But they trend for a little while and they kind of come and go. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Do you want me to change my answer?
No, I
said it was final. I don't feel like I should be allowed to change my answer.
I just want to give you, I want to be as fair.
Just tell
a game
me.
Show host.
Just tell me. Gosh.
I just want to make sure you're sure about this particular
one.
I'm not,
but I already said final answer, and that should be, once I say that, I should not be able to change my vote. So let's just do this. God, I want to go home.
It's only a final answer when I say to you, is that your final answer?
Oh, okay.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, it is.
You sure?
Yeah, even
judges.
I can see the chat room saying wrong.
Judges! Wow.
Come on, Marty. Get with the program. You're kind of
You are correct.
I am?
You are correct.
I am?
You are correct.
You know what, chat roomers? You guys suck.
Taking Woodstock. 1,349. You rock. 1,500 plus.
Shut up. Yeah. Shut your mouth.
A lot of people say
people
you
are
rock.
Saying you rock a lot.
They
you know
sure
what that
are.
Means, Marty? Two out of three means
that means double
Sarah
or nothing
wins.
On the last one.
Nope. You know how I feel about gambling.
You are such a bitch.
You are such a gremlin. Albeit a tall, elegant one, but a gremlin
Let's
nonetheless.
Let's play the final one.
Let's
the
do it.
The people always want the double or nothing. It makes it more fun for them.
Fine, double or nothing, but I still win. How about that?
Which has a louder tweet beat?
I don't know. What?
H1N1 vaccine or going green?
Oh, God.
H1N1 vaccine or going green? One of those two phrases has a louder tweet beat. What you need to do now is tell me which. Double or nothing. This is for all the marbles.
H1N1 vaccine. No one says going green anymore. It's so played out. so played. And homie don't play that.
Homie don't play that.
Who wins?
You don't think people say going green anymore?
Not that much.
Do you think people are no longer...
I think people are going green. I just don't think they say that much. It's a played out phrase. If you say going green, by the way, stop it. It's annoying. Just go green. You don't have to tell me that you're going green. Should all start
don't
saying
you
going
think that they
so
would
large.
Say swine flu vaccine?
No. I mean, yeah, but I think H1N1 is still going to be going green. What say you, judges? What say you?
Are you sure?
Martin.
Is this your final answer?
Yes, Martin. This is my final answer.
Oh, judges. You are incorrect. H1N1 vaccine, 212, going green, 399. The double or nothing falls in my favor. I owe you nothing.
No, I already said that I would play this for the...
I owe you nothing!
I've said that I would play it. Now, you pipe down right now, or you're not going to get a ride home. You're going to have to stay in Petaluma till next Friday.
Fine. I'm going to hang out with Eric.
Go ahead and hang out with Eric. See if I care.
I
will be at happy hour buying myself drinks. Listen, I said that I won. Everyone wanted us to play double or nothing. I don't believe in gambling. It is null and void. I win. That is how my fuzzy
you
logic
know that
works.
Eric has calf implants?
Really?
Yeah.
He and Prager should go on a date.
They're remarkable.
Wow. Calf implants. Such a waste of money. I expected better out of Eric. Yeah. Poor kid. Martin, I think this is the show. And we're only 12 minutes over an hour.
Oh, really? That's because you drew out TweetBeat so long.
Oh, you know what? Your drawing out of TweetBeat has gotten pretty stale.
I think people enjoy
it. Your joke is tired.
People, do you like the drama of the TweetBeat, or would you just like a real streamlined game?
Martin is on drugs, says
Web1661. Web1661.
Web1661, you're on drugs.
No. I don't know what that means. Yes, what does that refer to? Streamline?
Yes, no.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Too damn slow, they say. Too damn slow, a bit too long.
Say too slow or good.
Riveting audio.
Forget it. We're leaving.
Yeah.
We're leaving. Oh, everyone says good. Thank you. All right. Hey, that's all the time. Look at everyone says good.
That's all
the time we have for... this edition of This
it's
Week
amazing.
In Fun.
Watching the chat, I could do it all day long. It's like, hey, yes, it's no, like, good, fast,
it's
good,
so great,
fear me,
like,
too slow,
Oracle,
fast,
Oracle,
balls.
Tell me.
Hey, who said balls?
It's like the Greek chorus. It's great. Like,
it's wonderful.
I wish.
It's wonderful.
It's like having...
Oh, by the way, 420 users. Ding, ding, ding.
Ooh, let's get Irie.
Let's get crunked.
Oh, I'm going to spliff.
I'm ready to
all
spliff
right, everyone,
it up.
All right, everyone. Thanks a lot for watching. Thanks for listening if you're listening. We're going to be back next week with another edition. Until then, have fun.
Have fun, everybody. Twiff 32 out.